USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump tweeting about the biased jury foreperson in Roger Stone's trial. Tamika Hart, a Democrat who ran for Congress in 2012 and works for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, posting numerous anti-Trump tweets on her page. President Trump tweeting, now it looks like the foreperson in the jury in the Roger Stone case had significant bias. Add that to everything else, and this is not looking good for the Justice Department. Meanwhile, Attorney General Bill Barr telling ABC News in an exclusive interview, the president's tweets are not helpful when it comes to cases still pending.
To have public statements and tweets made about the department, about cases pending in the department, about judges before whom we have cases, make it impossible for me to do my job.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
There's a new Monmouth University poll out asking voters, do you think the House should continue to investigate the Ukraine incident? 51% of people polled say end it, 43% say continue to investigate, and 6% say they just don't know. The latest now on the coronavirus, the folks who are running the Olympics in Japan say concerns over the coronavirus will not stop the Summer Games, and at this point, they do not plan on postponing or canceling any of the events in Tokyo. It's been a tricky time for airline and cruise ship stocks, both taking hits due to coronavirus fears, and some people canceling travel plans. As for the latest session on Wall Street, the Dow shedding 128 points to close at 29,423. The Nasdaq down 14 points, the S&P 500 down 5.5 points. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Former White House Chief of Staff John Kelly defending an anti-Trump witness, Alexander Vindman, in the impeachment inquiry. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest from Washington, D.C.
Speaking at Drew University in New Jersey Wednesday night, John Kelly said Alexander Vindman was just doing his job when he reported concerns about President Trump's Ukraine phone call. Kelly saying Vindman did exactly what he should have done when he heard the president ask his Ukrainian counterpart for an investigation into former VP Joe Biden's family. Vindman was removed from the White House last week as a national security aide. Kelly also said the president absolutely conditioned military aid on that investigation into the Bidens, the issue which was at the center of the president's recent impeachment.
Of course, the president cleared of all wrongdoing in the impeachment matter in the Senate. To Capitol Hill and the latest bill passed in the Senate.
The Senate passed a resolution blocking President Trump from using military force against Iran without congressional authorization. In the latest bipartisan effort on Capitol Hill to rein in presidential war-making powers. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton voted against this bill and tells Fox News why.
I'm very disappointed. The Senate didn't decide that the president as commander-in-chief should be able to use the armed forces to protect our country, to protect our troops against designated terrorist organizations. That's exactly what Qasem Soleimani led last month whenever our armed forces killed him as he was planning an attack against American personnel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.